On. If we can keep the meeting short, that would be good. Yes, I need to run.
Okay. Quick. We are, as Chris said on the email, we're on a stable state where we can trace
pretty much anything.
I don't know about pretty much anything. We will have to run
the
some
ones
tests.
That we want.
But in the process of implementing other functions, I ran into something that might be kind of a roadblock. I found that the way we were doing strace, where we say trace equals and we say just list the names, for some system calls just doesn't recognize them. Like pred, it just doesn't. It says invalid system call, which is really surprising to me because it's a system call,
and
like that to a few.
And we know that system has that system call on it because we do it on Euler. We do our traces usually on Euler, which is a PC downstairs.
Euler.
Yeah, Euler. Sorry. and I found this terminal statement online that gave you a list of all the system calls that that system has implemented on it.
And that's what we use to kind of... We have the list. We can already kind of split it out that once we have some kind of read or write operation on it. But then that's kind of stop us because the S-trace is not going to... I don't know if it is the S-trace is not going to trace it. Maybe if you just say S-trace this program, maybe it's going to trace it. But the way we were kind of trying to filter the system calls we wanted to, that's not working. Then the only solution of being like the last 2 days I stopped implementing it and I just tried to find a way to work around that. So far, the only thing I can think of is just say S-trace, trace everything, and then we do the filtering. But that we technically have to change the way we're doing it right now. The little architecture, the design we have till now, because we were basing that every system, we will have to ignore.
So pre-read, is that, that's a system call you're saying?
Pre-read, read 64, there is another one. I found another version of Open called Open App that isn't implemented already.
Pre-read is a library call, but I don't know if it's a system call. I'm not sure if it is. What is the...
Is it not a system call? It's kind of been kind of confused because...
Yeah, I'm not sure. It's
but I mean, it was on the system call list.
Well, how did you get the system call list? Tell me that.
I forgot the exact line, but...
What is the first word in that line?
It was like a very complex statement. It was long. It was huge.
That's fine, but
well,
it's just
that's
the first
huge.
Command.
What was the first command?
I don't remember.
Chris did that. I didn't even see it.
You need to have what
to
is
log
that?
That?
No? What?
To log those things that I do.
Not just that, but I think you need to... what is that? You need to eat some pomegranate so your memory gets better.
So you think that the problem might be that this is not a system call at all? That this is what, a library?
Yeah, I think it's a library.
To wrap it around a system call?
Yeah, I think it could
be
a library.
Okay, then explain it.
I think it's a library around...
yeah, but there are a few, like, those then. Because I tried to... What was the other one?
Because you might be looking at all the library calls. And some of them may be system calls. The library just reflects the system call. But this could just be a library call.
So can we assume that if S-trace doesn't trace it, it's not a system call, it's a library call?
That's right.
Okay, that's going to save us a lot of trouble.
Yeah. Yep.
That kind of makes sense. It's shorter.
Yeah, that's which is why I was asking you, how did you pick up pre-read from the list of system calls?
I'll look for it
and send an email.
Yeah.
Because I might be missing something here. I don't want to discount the possibility that there is a system call that's called pre-read. But the pre-read that appears here is this C library call.
Well, look, systems call manual. Pre-read, read.
Yeah,
that doesn't mean anything?
Pages.
Yeah, the thing is that it says read, right? And I don't know if all of these guys are system called. Read is a system call, right? I know that.
Mm-hmm.
But read V or P read, I don't know that those are system calls.
But So there might be one thing I was considering that I didn't do because I want to like mention it to you is, since we kind of have a stable state now on the Git to branch out
yep.
of what we have.
Period. I remember now. Period is a wrapper around two system calls. One is lseek followed by read.
Mm.
You know what an lseek is?
Yeah.
Because period, what it says that read
at that place.
From a file descriptor starting from this offset. So you can
lseek.
Specify where to read it from. But period internally is implemented using two system calls, an lseek and a read.
Mm-hmm.
So period by it's itself is not a system call.
That's probably
okay.
I do remember this now.
So we can just assume that if S3 is complaining about it, it's not a system call.
Mm.
Okay, that's going to be your unit test for it.
Yep. What are you looking
down,
for?
Scroll down.
No.
That's probably why it says. Usually it would say lseek down here. Probably when I looked it up. Like it would say look see also, and then. So I see the calls that are related to it, I guess. Maybe is that what that means? The see also part? In the man page?
No, see also just means that these are related calls.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It doesn't mean anything more than that.
Yeah. So period and p-write.
Period and p-write, I think they just wrappers around lseek read and lseek write. But again, I mean, we need to find out exactly if that is the case.
Yeah.
If you can send us how you generated the list of
yeah.
function calls which you believe are system calls, that would be good to know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that list is like 400.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we narrowed it down like a few dozen maybe.
And I did the send file.
Yeah.
System
is that
call.
A system call?
I assume that's the one that I asked you about before.
Yeah, so this looks like a system call. Because this is the only function here in the system calls manual.
This one is different than the one that I was looking at.
Yeah, because it's a BSD. You're probably looking
you
at Linux.
You need to stop looking on the page online.
No, I don't.
You was it? How can it be different then?
I don't know.
No, this is a BSD. It's OpenBSD calls. This is a Mac.
So there might be different man pages?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought that kind of Unix was the standard in that.
No.
And from
there are different types of Unixes. There's BSD, there's Linux.
So Mac is based on BSD.
Yeah.
And from,
that's
from,
right.
From the system called man page,
mm.
I assume that when the offset is zero, wait, is this one?
So
yeah,
that,
when the
that,
offset is zero,
mm.
Wait, is this the one?
Send file.
Okay. In F10 file. If this one works different now than the one in Linux. Because the one in Linux
could
has
be slightly different because they're different operating systems.
Yeah, so the send file one has a out file descriptor, an
mm-hmm.
in file descriptor, and the amount of the offset, and then the amount of bytes.
Yeah.
And when I read the man page, I'm assuming that when the offset is null, when there's no offset,
mm.
and that means that the out file descriptor is to a socket.
Yeah, strace can trace a send file, so it doesn't have any problems with that.
Well,
so
I was reading that if the strace to be able to do what it does, it actually has some kernel level support.
Yeah.
It's not like magically happening that it's tracing this.
That's fine, but it won't be able to trace system calls that don't exist. Which is why I'm asking you, did it recognize send file as a system call or it threw us the same error that it threw with period?
Well, I found on this day's looking like for a workaround, I found a project like called S3 Plus,
okay.
which will recognize library calls.
Right, but we don't care about those.
Okay,
yeah.
Just bringing it up light.
Yep. I think what we care about is this operating system. And I want you guys to sort of get done with this so that we can move on to the next phase of the project.
Well, I will say that the only thing we have left is just to determine if there is any other.
Well, what I do want
call.
You to do is to generate a whole bunch of MRCs for lots and lots of applications.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And now that you have the entire infrastructure in place, and hopefully you automated most of these things, maybe all of it, including the graph generation.
Yeah.
Then
yes,
it's
fine.
Just me a matter of running these applications.
Yeah.
And generating the graphs. I would say in the wiki page itself, create a new tab you have access to write.
Mm-hmm.
Create a new link where you post your results and the graphs and everything.
Okay. I think, yeah.
I mean, maybe just the graphs, I would say. Use the graphs.
Not the files?
No.
I mean, the files is...
They are in the JIT repository,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yes.
But to look through all the graphs more easily, I think it's just put it in the wiki. So once you have all the charts, then we are basically done with this phase, and then we can do the next phase.
Okay. Yeah, the only thing then, now we know that the best race is complaining about it, we can just move on. This is not a system call we have to worry about.
Yeah.
Then we just have to tackle down what it is and build this rep of MRCs.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that sounds good. And I'm eager to have you get started on the next step.
Okay.
And by the way, you guys are not graduating anytime soon, right? You're still around?
No.
Okay.
Next semester.
Okay.
No, I'm not graduating.
Okay. Right.
Well, if everything...
thing is that
hopefully.
if you graduate, then...
I can't work here.
Oh, you can work here, but I can't pay you.
I mean, I don't know.
It might mean the same thing to you, but...
No, because I still want to learn.
No.
For me, it will be...
If they offer senior project in the summer, that usually they don't, it will be August. But if not, it will be December.
Yeah, that's not a problem. I can support you. No problem.
Okay.
Support you for as long as you're around. But
okay.
I can't support you as soon as you graduate. Stop.
We're done.
But you can continue working on the project without any problem.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have any
mm-hmm.
issues if you want to keep learning.
Because I want to do more kernel level stuff.
Yeah. So
that's
really what is the next
thing
I need to work on.
So
get done with this and then we can do that.
In the lab we did basic kernel.
In the OS class?
With
who?
Like Jinping Wei.
Okay, yeah, he does that. That's right.
But if we
become like graduate students, then can we stay? All that works.
If you become a graduate student, I can pay you.
At FIU,
if you enroll in our PhD program.
Oh, we have to be enrolled in the PhD. It's not enough to be in the master's degree.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, very strict. Okay.
Yeah.
We'll think about it. That's a GRE to take in the middle and all that.
Well, think about it because it's a significant pay raise after you get a PhD.
Oh, it is a long way to from
it
now.
It is a long
from,
way to
PhD.
Also, but
it's worth it.
But it's
especially if you like it.
The kind of work that you do, that you get to do, is different. That's the main difference. I mean, of course, the money is a little bit more, but you also lose, you know, probably some income over the years that, you know, beyond your master's, which is 3 years, you lose a significant amount of income. But your starting point is higher than what your master's starting point would be. And that starting point could matter in the long run, more than the loss of income over the 3 years that you're not working. Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah, but more importantly than the pay, I think the pay is you make good money in a computer science career anyway, even after a bachelor's degree. What really differs is the kind of work that you get to do. That's the main difference. Yeah, that is the main difference, and you need to figure out if that's, you know, that's important for you or not. Because every person is different.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right.
Sounds good.
All right, guys.
So we'll send you an email when we post it stuff on the